Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to A Serial Killer in the Garden. This is episode number 21 in the book of Genesis, and I was thinking about, we're going to talk about three things today. It's the Satan in the garden, Adam in the garden, and then Eve in the garden. And Satan is the serial killer. So we get that from John 8 before we go to Genesis. Jesus says about people, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. And then he's going to describe Satan. Jesus is going to describe Satan right from the beginning. Listen to what he says. He was a murderer from the beginning. He was a murderer from the beginning. So here, the book of Genesis is the beginning. So he is the murderer who is here. And to make it worse, he even lies about murdering, and he comes lying, saying there is no death, and questions God and gets Eve to question God by saying, you know, you will surely not die. Now, this result in the death of Adam, the death of Eve, and then billions of people that follow them. So Satan here gets his first two kills, and then billions that follow this. So, and every one of those comes with tears and tragedy and mourning and questioning and doubting of God. People saying, is there a God? Maybe not. Is God good? It certainly doesn't look like it at this particular moment when the baby dies or somebody gets hit by a car or somebody suffers with cancer or a mother is taken out of her family. And we see Eve here listening to bad advice from who? From a murderer who is hunting his first kill. So every serial killer gets started by killing their first victim. We're going to see that here today. And here is Satan's, and that's even Adam. And then they always go, the news guys always go to the next door neighbor and say, gosh, it didn't seem that bad. It was exactly. That's because the serpent is crafty, shrewd, cunning, clever. Listen in here. This is our official passage, which is Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord had made. He said to the woman, did God actually say, you shall not eat of any tree in the garden? So he kind of gets that wrong. So he's not exactly a beast without a will. He is created by and rebellious to God. He's not on par with God. He's a created being. One of the stories of the 19th century church fathers, I think it might have been Spurgeon, that might be wrong. He has this dream. He walks down, and in the dream, he walks downstairs and he sees Satan. And his reply is, oh, it's only you. And there's some good theology there. He knows God and he knows who's boss, who made who, and who has the ultimate power. But have you ever been to a funeral? Have you ever wept at a loss or grieved tragedy or the pain or watched a child suffer or somebody get paralyzed or a mother lose a child? Let's continue with the horrible story that is Genesis chapter 3. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. But the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. So he lies. For God knows when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes, which it was, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit and ate. And then here's the Adam part. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. So this created image-bearing marriage team of Adam and Eve, who had a limited dominion, but certainly God had put them in charge of a few things. Do this and don't do this. Have dominion over fish and livestock. And most importantly, have dominion over yourself, your domain of your thoughts and your heart. And here they fail in that ultimately and taking the bait of, did God actually say? And then listening to the absolutely false charge of Satan saying, hey, God did not say that. So remember, this caution was to Adam first. Then back in 2:15, the Lord God took the man, put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, because Eve didn't exist yet, you may surely eat of the tree of the garden, But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. So this caution was to Adam only, and his job was to communicate and express it and share it with other people in his domain, which was Eve. And actually, he apparently did that, maybe not to the extent of necessary. So God gave the command to Adam. It's called a command. It's pretty clear. And don't forget, this was in the milieu of walking with God, fellowship with God, contact with God, intimacy of God, sort of heaven on earth, which we're going to get to at the very end of the Bible. And this is what we are going to long for until we get to heaven, until we get to paradise and that kingdom. So Adam was there at the initial interaction, and Adam did not do a good enough job expressing dominion of the first order, which is himself, because he fails in this. Then he didn't do a good job expressing his dominion in this sort of second order, which is to communicate this to the point that Eve believed it. And he is responsible in the sense that he allowed her to doubt. He allowed her to talk to the serial killer. He allowed her to eat of it while he was there. And for sure, the failure of Eve is really a failure of Adam. Remember, he was with her and he ate. Now let's just talk about Eve for just a second. Eve knew too. She knew enough about these commandments because she quotes and misquotes a little bit the what Adam must have told her about what God told Adam. So when the Satan challenged her, Eve quoted and said, "No, we can't eat of this. We will die." So she knew enough about the commandments to obey and trust in the character of the Lord. So both Adam fails and Eve fails. All right, so just final thought here is that we also have an area of dominion, of domain, and in a holy way, we will be challenged in that even today. Our thoughts, that's where Adam and Eve were challenged. Or maybe it's people, or maybe it's resources, things that God has given us in our little bubble. So let's honor and trust God today, and let's do a better job than Adam and Eve. At least let's not talk to a serial killer and listen to him. Thanks for listening.